This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the therapeutic powers of baseball. But first, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will testify before a House committee next week about the problems in the subprime mortgage market. His testimony will follow 2 days of policy meetings at which the Fed is widely expected to lower interest rates. Lending constraints and volatility in the stock market have stoked fears of a wider economic fallout. But Ben Stein, economist, lawyer, writer, actor, not necessarily in that order, weighed in on the mortgage problems recently in a column in the New York Times, and he joins us from his home in California. Mr. Stein, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You say that this, what's being called a crisis, hasn't been all bad.
Well, there are several parts of it that have been very bad, namely people losing their homes. But then again, there are a great many people, I don't know what the number would be, probably in the hundreds of thousands, who would not otherwise have gotten homes at all, who got them thanks to the subprime market.
You say in your column that that you're thankful for the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, they've done a beautiful job. I mean, everyone's blaming them because they say, oh, this all started because Mr. Greenspan pushed interest rates down too low after the tech meltdown and the September 11th crisis. But he was trying desperately to avoid a really serious recession or even a depression, and he succeeded brilliantly at it. So I think he deserves praise, and I think Mr. Bernanke has handled it very well. He didn't loosen up too early, and he didn't loosen up too late, and I think he's done a very good job. In retrospect, he probably should have loosened up a little earlier, but this crisis came upon us very suddenly, and I don't think he could have known in advance. You know, here's an interesting little thing. Mm-hmm. These guys are not geniuses. These guys are not wise men. These guys are not biblical prophets. And they can't figure anything out any better than most other people. And if they do even a pretty good job, it's incredibly good. They're just ordinary people doing ordinary stuff on their computers and trying to make their living, and they're just ordinary citizens. I mean, they're not wait, I'm going to make this stop, and I'm going to make this thing stop ringing. This is amazing. This phone rings about once a year. This is a phone which I don't even really know why I have it, because it rings so rarely.
Hi, Ben. It's Jane. Oh,
for Christ's sake.
Say hi.
Jane, I'll call you right back. I'll call you. Incredible pest who wants to borrow money from me. Anyway.
Do you see the problems in the credit market and the impact on housing, real estate, et cetera, persisting for some time?
Well, very much so. The a real estate collapse, which is sort of what we're having now, tends to last a long time, and I mean a long time, years. It could last close to a decade. I mean, it would not surprise me if prices of houses in the southwestern U.S. and in Florida and in Arizona are no higher in 7 or 8 years than they are now. I mean, I think in some places, like more ordinary places like Kansas or Iowa, they will be higher. But in ordinary, beautiful Sun Belt California, I doubt very much that we're going to see 2006 prices again until 2012, 2013. I think it's going to persist a long time. On the other hand, it won't keep us in a recession all that time. The recession will come and go. If there's going to be a recession at all, it will come and go. The recessions don't last very long in the post-war era. The Fed floods the society with money. They drop it out of helicopters, as the saying goes, and the society recovers. So it won't be a long-lasting recession if there's a recession at all.
Well, nice talking to you, Mr. Stein.
Nice talking to you, sir. Bye-bye.
Ben Stein, economist, lawyer, actor, and writer, lives in Beverly Hills, California.